Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
We had a good look at things tonight. Golden State started with a basket by Draymond Green. They led 2-0. Lakers would score the next 10. Warriors start off with a dreadful pace in this game in terms of making shots. As in the first quarter, the first time out was 7:43 to go. They were 1 of 10 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3. With 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, they were 5 of 16 from the floor, 1 of 8 from 3. And they would finish up shooting 45%, which is probably their high for the night getting to that point, 27 beyond the arc. L.A. made 7 more threes with 3 less attempts. And that's how this game went. Warriors were never really in it. And, of course, when you don't have Steph Curry, you don't have Kristaps Porzingis, throw Jimmy Butler in there as well. He was out. He's out for the year. It's going to be very hard to beat a team that is coming at you about 90% healthy, 95% healthy, a good team. And right now, L.A. is 11 games above 500. They've been struggling lately, and I don't think necessarily they're a championship team because of their I don't think they play good enough defense to overcome some of the firepower of the other teams in the West. Never mind, you know, once they get to a finals. But tonight they were good. 26 points for Luka Doncic. He had 8 assists. 22 for LeBron James. He had 9 assists. 18 for Austin Reeves on 7 of 11 shooting. Lakers would end up shooting 53 for the game, 46 beyond the arc with only 10 turnovers. It was a low foul, low turnover game. They did take 20 free throws compared to 9 for Golden State. I will say that for most of the night, though, the Lakers were the more aggressive squad. So you kind of have to give them that. But when you don't make shots, it's hard to overcome a roster, you know, discrepancy, if you will. And tonight, that was the night for Golden State. They just did not hit shots beyond the arc, and it cost them in a very, very big way. The couple of things that stick out on the Warriors side, just that, you know, Gui Santos signed the contract earlier in the day. He ended up with another double-digit night, 14 points. As he continues to score at a very consistent rate, and he's really getting a clever right around the rim. And I think that's something to keep in mind. You know, he's now a rotation player that maybe you didn't count on at the beginning of the year to be a full-time rotation player. And so coming down the stretch, that's going to be something that, you know, the Warriors can count on, and I think that's going to help him. He scored double figures in 12 of the last 13. Peyton scored double figures 7 of 9. And so even though in a loss, this is something that you can look at and say, okay, now when they get some people back and start putting out the roster they think they have right now, even without Jimmy Butler, they've got a couple of guys that can help them. So there are a couple of things. And I thought, you know, in this first game as a Warrior, first run, long run as a Warrior, 15 minutes, 7 points for Nate Williams and 2 assists. You could see why they wanted to take a flyer on him as a two-way guy. He's long. He's athletic. He can defend a little bit, and you know he can get to the rim. So I think, you know, again, another piece that if you look on the developmental side, I think the Warriors might, you know, have a player that maybe somewhere in the future, you don't never know, but maybe somewhere in the future he can pan out and become a rotation player. Luka Doncic, though, on his birthday, 26 points in 29 minutes, and L.A. cruises to the win, 129-101. Steve Kerr will have some thoughts on this and the signing of Gui Santos coming up in his postgame press conference. Mark Grandy will be hosting Warriors wrap-up at our flagship station, 95.7 The Game here in the Bay. And you can hear that postgame press conference brought to you by Kia, the official vehicle partner of the Golden State Warriors.